You are listening to Learn Thai Glue Glue podcast, where learning Thai is as easy as peeling a banana. สวัสดีค่ะทุกคน Hello everyone ยินดีต้อนรับสู่รายการ podcast Banana Thai กับครูสมุก Welcome to Banana Thai podcast with ครูสมุก or with teacher สมุกHaha. And today's topic will be something different. I'm not going to tell you a story and test your Thai again, but I'm going to teach you the five particles to speak Thai like a native Thai speaker. So you're now like, what are exactly particles? So the particles are words that Thai people put in a phrase or a sentenceEven though it has no meanings, but it gives tones, emotions, or specific sound for the sentence. For example, let's say the particle that you know are ka and krap, right? Like สวัสดีค่ะ สวัสดีครับ ka and krap are polite particle. If you put ka and krap, you sound more polite.Today, I will teach you five particles to help you speak Thai more naturally. First one, polite particle. The particle that put at the end of that sentence to make that sentence polite. The word ka, ka, and krap. So how to use these three words? First thing you have to know that if you are a male speaker, you would use the word krap.Or don't even have to roll the tongue. You can just say cup. But if you are female speaker, you would use the word ka or ka. So what are the differences between ka and ka? Ka is used for statement while ka is used for a question. So these three polite particles are used to make the sentence much more polite. So now I'm going to give you some example.ว่าไงครับว่าไง mean what's up ว่าไงครับ mean what's up but in a polite way ทำอะไรอยู่คะ what are you doing ทำอะไรอยู่ and you put the word คะ at the end to make it nice if you are a male speaker you should say ทำอะไรอยู่ครับ and the last example กินข้าวหรือยังคะThe sentence กินข้าวหรือยัง means Have you eaten yet? And you put the word ka as a polite particle for female speaker. And it's ka because it's a question. กินข้าวหรือยังคะ Have you eaten yet in a polite way? The next Thai particle that you will hear it all the time. The word na. Na. You might have heard it withนะคะ or นะครับ so na is a cute particle it sounds very cute when you say that so when to use the word na you would use the word na when you want to inform something for example ฉันไม่กินอาหารเผ็ด means I don't eat spicy food and you would say ฉันไม่กินอาหารเผ็ดนะYou use the word na when you want to inform it to somebody. My friend wanted to take me to a Thai restaurant, Thai Isan restaurant actually. And Isan food, North Isan food is very spicy. So I wanted to inform my friend, chan mai kin ahan pet na. I don't eat spicy food. I inform her, I use the particle na at the end of the sentence.Many times that you might have heard the phrase arai na because when you say arai means what which sometimes might be quite impolite to say like arai but if you say arai na it sounds cute like pardon what but in a nice way number three third particle the word lei leiYou put the word เลย at the end of the sentence to exaggerate something. For example, ฉันไม่ชอบ The word ไม่ชอบ means don't like. ฉันไม่ชอบ mean I don't like. But if you say ไม่ชอบเลย you put the word เลย at the end of the sentence. It means I extremely don't like that. Second example, ไม่ดี ไม่ดี means not good. And if you say ไม่ดีเลย means not good at all or extremely not good. So the word เลย put at the end of a sentence make it exaggerated. And you can also recognize that most of the phrase that you use the word เลย it's more like a negative sentence, right? Like ไม่ชอบเลยไม่ดีเลยไม่อร่อยเลย not delicious at all. Sometimes the word เลย can also use with verb, but it would change from to exaggerate something to be like now as imperative. For example, ไปเลย like go now, go away. กินเลย eat now, don't wait. See, you can use the word เลยas imperative to let somebody do something now. Next, number 4, the particle si. Si, สเสือสระอี si. There are many ways to use the word si. Let's start with the first one. Si can also be used to suggest someone to do something. For example, ไปทำงานสิ It's like, I would suggest you to go to work. เรียนภาษาไทยสิI would suggest you to learn Thai, as เรียนภาษาไทย mean learn Thai. You put the word si at the end, like I suggest you. Si can also be like an order if you put with verb. For example, กินสิ is like eat. ไปสิ is like go. But you can use the word si with the word ค่ะ or ครับ like สิค่ะสิครับIt's like an order, but polite order. For example, ไปสิคะ Please go. You should go now. As imperative, but it's still polite because you put the word คะ at the end. Now come to the last particle of today. The word ละ ละ is used for a question. If you use the phrase แล้วSomething la is like what about? For example, แล้วคุณล่ะ What about you? แล้วอันนี้ล่ะ What about this one? For example, your friend would say, ไปกินข้าวสิ si as to order, right? Like go eat. And I was like, oh, John is not here. What about John? แล้วจอห์นล่ะ Are we not waiting for him? So see.แล้วจอนล่ะ What about John? Besides, the word ล่ะ can be used with question word like อะไรล่ะ อะไรล่ะ Like what? For example, อยากกินอะไร What do you want to eat? And many Thai native speakers say อยากกินอะไรล่ะ See, we put the word ล่ะ You don't need it, but you put it just to sound like Thaiอยากไปที่ไหน as where do you want to go? อยากไปที่ไหนล่ะ See, you can use the word ล่ะ with the word ที่ไหน as well. So that's it for the 5 Thai particles to speak Thai like a native. Just review quickly. Polite particle ค่ะ ค่ะ and ครับ. If you are a female speaker, you use ค่ะ and ค่ะ. If you're a male speakerUse the word ครับ. Number 2, na is a cute particle. You use na to make the sentence sounds cuter, more friendly. And you use the word na mainly to inform something as a statement. Number 3, you use the word เลย to exaggerate something. ไม่ดีเลย, not good at all. ไม่ชอบเลย, I don't like it at all. I extremely don't like it.Number 4, si, use at the end to suggest something. It can also sound like an order, like, ไปทำงานสิ You know, I suggest you to go work. You can use the word si with a polite particle to make it nice, like, กินสิ กินสิคะ Yeah, please eat. And last particle is the word ล่ะ as a question. For example, แล้วคุณล่ะ What about you? แล้วอันนี้ล่ะ What about this one?So, that's it for the 5 Thai particles to speak Thai naturally. I hope you enjoyed this episode with Learn Thai Glik Lui podcast and speak Thai like a native. Before finishing up this together, don't forget to subscribe or follow my Learn Thai Glik Lui podcast to keep yourself learning Thai on the go. For today, I have to go now. แล้วเจอกันนะคะSee, นะคะ as a cute and polite particle. แล้วเจอกันนะคะ See you later. Bye bye.